Task 1. You do not know much about the multimedia project, so you are now asking Pauline about it. Listen to the conversation and fill in the note sheet below and on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hello, Larry.
Hey, Pauline. I was looking for you. Did you get my message?
No, I didn't. I left my phone at home. What's up?
It's about the multimedia project. I have no idea how to do it. Mrs. Clark said the questions she posted on her blog would help us, but I don't see how.
Okay, we're in the same team. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. So, maybe you can explain something to me.
Sure. What do you not understand?
Pretty much the whole thing. What is multimedia anyway?
Well, multimedia is the combined use of several media elements, such as sound, video, text, and graphics.
The combined use of several media elements like sound, video,
text, and graphics. Let me give you two examples of multimedia projects. Remember the project that the photography club did last year?
You mean the digital album?
Yes, the digital album. And it was called Old School Days.
Yes, I remember that. It was a DVD. There were some old photographs and videos of our school on the DVD.
Yes. That's an example of a multimedia project. Another example I can think of is a documentary video created by the students of Class 5A last year. The video was about the street food in Hong Kong. Oh, what was it called?
I think it was called A Bite of Hong Kong.
Yes, that's right, A Bite of Hong Kong.
It was a very interesting DVD. There were interviews as well as video clips about Hong Kong street food on the DVD.
That's right.
Okay, now I have an idea of what we have to do for this multimedia project. So, when is this multimedia project due? Also, must the end product be a DVD?
Well, we'll have approximately 3 months to complete the project, so we better get this going soon. As for the end product, it doesn't have to be a DVD. You can put all the elements on a website, in a digital story, in a PowerPoint presentation, or even on a podcast.
Okay, which means that we do have a choice on how to present our final product.
Yes, that's right.
Now, how will Mrs. Clark assess the multimedia project? I mean, what is she looking for?
She has posted a list of assessment criteria on her blog. You can go home and take a look at it. But generally speaking, she is going to assess the project based on three main criteria: content, creativity, and presentation. Each criterion is of equal weighting.
That sounds a bit too abstract.
Don't worry, Larry. It's not that hard to understand. Okay. Let's say content. The multimedia project should be an in-depth exploration of a topic.
I see.
And it should be presented in a creative way.
Right.
The topic of the project should be presented in the form of a story, with a variety of visuals, including videos, photographs, maps, text, music, or sound effects.
Okay, I think I understand the criteria now. It seems to me that this multimedia project will take a lot of time to complete. Right. The next question I have is, what gear do we need in order to complete this multimedia project?
That's a good question. In fact, we should think about hardware needs in the planning stage. We'll certainly need some equipment for filming and editing videos. In other words, we'll definitely need a computer, a video camera, a microphone, and a tripod.
A tripod?
You know, to support the video camera.
But we don't have all the gear.
We'll probably have to buy a microphone, but for the rest of the gear, I suppose we can borrow it from the student centre.
And we can always use the computers in the computer room too. Oh, it's 4:30 now. I have to go.
Sure. Don't forget the meeting tomorrow.
I've marked it down on my calendar. See you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.